We had connection problems at the beginning of the game. We now join Rob Weaver in the second quarter.
That's her first basket of the game. That cuts the lead to only 6, 17-11. St. Mary's with the ball. St. Mary's crusher has been the sophomore out there for them. Reese Rabel has scored 12 points in the game on 4 threes. There's a shot no good by the Rough Riders. Back outside it goes. Over on the right, 3-point shots, no good. Rebound comes down. It's Eva Kala getting the rebound. Reese Rabel is not in the game to start the second quarter. Why in the world not? I don't know. Here she comes off the bench. So she's back in there now. Just getting a breather. Ella Jacobs also comes back in for St. Mary's. Port Recovery has Kennedy Ballingkamp, Eva Kallig, along with Maddie Guggenbiller, Carly Niekamp, and Sage Luthold in the lineup. Right side to Eva Kallig. She'll lob it to Carly Niekamp. Tries to dribble the ball, lost it, picks it back up, turns and tries to shoot, and she travels with the basketball. Again, the Lady Indians play Thursday at home with Versailles. We'll have that game on the radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com. And then the boys play on Friday at Versailles. That'll be on FortRecoveryRadio.com only. And then Saturday, we'll have both the radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com coverage of Ansonia at Fort Recovery. Back outside, 3-point shots, no good by Cora Rabel. Rebound comes down, Eva Kallig. Kallig feeds over to Kennedy Mollenkamp, brings it down the middle. Passes on the left to Maddie Guggenbiller, no shot there. Back outside to Kennedy Mollenkamp. She'll drive, passing to Eva Kallig. Kallig does not take the shot. She was in 3-point land. Left side to Maddie Guggenbiller, out between the circles. Kennedy Mollenkamp, right side to Eva Kallig. Kallig goes to Mollenkamp, back on the left to Maddie Guggenbiller. There's Sage Luthold, down low. Back outside to Mollenkamp. Right side it goes to Eva Kallig, back out to Mollenkamp between the circles. Left side it goes to Maddie Guggenbiller. Right side, Eva Kallig, back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp dribbling, passing back outside to Eva Kallig. There's Maddie Guggenbiller. Now Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here's Guggenbiller, 3-point shot. Oh, it's in and out. But Fort Recovery's Eva Kallig got the rebound, and Maddie gets the ball back. Over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. That ball was in and out. And now the Lady Indians throw it away, trying to get it into Carly Niekamp. There's a steal by Jacobs of St. Mary's. Over on the left, Cora Rabel firing a three and got it. The Rabel sisters are killing us. They have a total of 12 plus 6, 18 of their 20 points. It's quite a combo there. And St. Mary's just stole the ball, pressing us. Shot's no good. Rebound, Maddie Guggenbiller. And she threw it away, but I think St. Mary's touched it last as it goes out of bounds. It'll be Fort Recovery's basketball. See the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. Remember, they have a nice selection of farm toys available there at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Great Christmas presents for the kids or those of you who collect farm toys. There you go. There's a nice selection. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your location for farm toys. Right side, Kennedy Mollenkamp back out to Callie Wendell, and she threw it away, but no, she didn't. It was touched by St. Mary's, but knocked away by St. Mary's, but they could not get the ball before it went out of bounds, so Fort Recovery will have it. Maddie Guggenbiller tosses it in to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp up between the circles, right side to Callie Wendell. Wendell to Mollenkamp. Left to Maddie Guggenbiller, down low. There's Sage Luthold, no shot. Dribbles, back out to Callie Wendell. Thought about shooting, decided not to. Passes back out to Mollenkamp. Maddie Guggenbiller on the left, right side to Wendell. Back outside, Kennedy Mollenkamp, and we threw it around too many times. St. Mary stole the ball. At the other end, no good by Reagan Allemeyer, and there's a battle for the basketball, and Fort Recovery calls timeout to maybe save possession there. 20-11. Lady Indians down by 9 with 3:27 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Kelp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Smart Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Seat Lift Chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Smart, caring for you and about you.
Indians have the basketball back in play. Here's Callie Wendell with it. Pops the shot. Nope. Might have been partially blocked. Rebound comes to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp goes to the hole, lays it up, and no good. She's fouled in the act of shooting. She'll be at the line for two. After this game, we're going to Bluffton, Indiana, to bring you the Blackford at Bluffton boys basketball game tonight. That should be tipping off around 7:30 this evening. At the free throw line is Kennedy Mollenkamp. Eyes and flies and no good, in and out. Once again, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Your dealer for those dependable New Holland tractors, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Here's Kennedy, and no good again. Missed both of them. Oh, rebound for recovery as Niekamp tipped it over to Sage Luthold, and now the Lady Indians toss it out of bounds. So St. Mary's gets the ball back. Again, the Raber sisters have 18. The Rabel sisters, R-A-B-L-E. The Rabel sisters have 18 of their 20 points here this evening. And stolen by Callie Wendell, but she's fouled. Accidentally tripped up there by Reagan Allemeyer. The out of bounds to the Lady Indians. Number one on Reagan Allemeyer. Sage Luthold will go out of the game, and Eva Kollig will come back in. Maddie Guggenbiller tosses in to Callie Wendell. She'll bring it up across the timeline. Passes back to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Oh, she was over and back. Official missed that one. That's okay. We'll take a break. Right side to Maddie Guggenbiller. Dribbling the ball. Stopping. Fires it up. No good. Rebound comes to Callie Niekamp. She hits. Or Carly Niekamp, I'm sorry. Carly Niekamp hits. Makes it 20-13. Inside. Uh-oh. Layup's up and no good. That was too close for Reese Rabel. She's hit four threes, but she missed the layup there. Fort Recovery got the rebound. There's a foul. Call on Ella Jacobs of St. Mary's. Again, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your second quarter scoreboard sponsor, wishing you and your family the best of the holiday season. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, proud to serve you all year long. 20-13 score. Fort Recovery down by 7. We could cut the lead here. Right side to Eva Kollig. Back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp between the circles. Back to Kollig on the right. Down low to Carly Niekamp. Stops. And it's loose and stolen by St. Mary's. Here come the Lady Rough Riders. Well, we missed another chance there to get a basket. Pass on the left. There's a three-point shot. It's no good. Rebound comes to Kennedy Mollenkamp as Cadence Hirschfeld missed that one. Let anybody shoot but the Rabel girls. I don't care about the rest of them. They can't seem to hit the basket. Left side, Maddie Guggenbiller back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Fort Recovery 0-5, looking for their first win of the year. St. Mary's at 5-2. Left side, Maddie Guggenbiller. Back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Right to Callie Wendell, back on the left. There is a shot up, and they're going to call a foul on St. Mary's. Maddie Guggenbiller fouled in the act of shooting. She will be at the free throw line for Hurst, her first free throws tonight. Maddie dribbles the basketball, puts it in the air, and it is no good off the back of the rim. We are one out of five at the free throw line tonight, and that's not helping us, that's for sure. Here's one more. This one is no good again. Well, they call that a three-point foul on a three-point shot, so she has three free throws. One more coming for Maddie. Bounces, flies. No good again. Missed all three of them. Doggone it. Chagrins. St. Mary's with the basketball. Pass over here on the left to Hirschfeld. Out top to Cora Rabel. She'll pass over in the left corner, dribbling in, firing the shot up, no good. Rebound back up, no good. Out of bounds, who's going to get it? They say it was off of Fort Recovery. St. Mary's will have the basketball back. 29.5 seconds to go here in the first half of play in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Fort Recovery trails 20-13. Pass comes in. There's Reese Rabel. Lost the ball. Tipped away by somebody. And St. Mary's got it back. It's up and in. Morgan Hesse hits the shot right in the lane, making it 22-13. And Fort Recovery throws it away again. Here comes St. Mary's. Good again. Morgan Hesse hits it again. 24-13. And Fort Recovery is not going to get the shot off. Half comes to a close. Lady Indians had a very bad last 30 seconds there as they had a chance to cut the lead back. Instead, St. Mary's ends up scoring twice. And it's 24-13 at the end of the second quarter. Fort Recovery only had 4 points in the second quarter. St. Mary's only 7. So a great opportunity there for the Lady Indians to close the gap in that second quarter, but we just couldn't score ourselves. 17-9, St. Mary's led at the first quarter. At halftime, they lead 24-13. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. For outstanding service for all of your farm and lawn and garden equipment, see K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery, your New Holland and Kloss farm equipment dealer. We'll be back with the third quarter of play coming your way in a moment, right after we pause for this break. Again, thanks to our studio producers tonight, Ava Shane at FortRecoveryRadio.com and Eric Catterly at the radio station.
K&L Tractor Sales on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery has a large assortment of farm toys perfect for Christmas gifts. They have pedal tractors, small farm sets, hats, t-shirts, as well as other smaller items that fit under the Christmas tree. And don't forget about the big ticket items that go in the barn. Everyone at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery wish you a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, they're so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Once again, back here at Memorial High School, St. Mary's, Ohio. Beautiful school. If you've not been here, hey, come to a game here sometime. It's a great place to watch a basketball game. Got a nice brand-new football field also to the east of the school. Just a super facility here at St. Mary's, that is for sure. Again, thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banda would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck and hope for a comeback in the second half. Dr. Tom Banda is on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. He'd love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. And his staff even includes Fort Recovery graduates, Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banda, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Again, he'd love to be your family's dentist. Scoring in the first half of play, well, St. Mary's led 17-9 at the first quarter. Most of the damage done by Reese Rabel, a sophomore sharpshooting guard. And then at halftime, St. Mary's leads 24-13. Fort Recovery had held St. Mary's to only 3 points for most of the second quarter until they scored two baskets right at the end by Hesse to widen the gap to 24-13. Fort Recovery led in scoring tonight by Kennedy Mullenkamp with 5, 2 two-point baskets, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line for her 5 points. Carly Niekamp has 4 points on 2 two-point baskets. Eva Kollig with 2 points on a two-point basket. And Maddie Guggenbiller with 2 points. Maddie has just a two-point basket. Unfortunately, Maddie is 0 for 5 at the free throw line tonight. So tough night for Maddie at the free throw line. For St. Mary's, Reese Rabel leading the way with 12 points on 4 threes. I think they were all in the first quarter of play, if not three of them were. I know three of them were. 6 points for Cora Rabel, Reese's sister. She has a 3, a 2-point basket, and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. And 6 points for Morgan Hesse on 3 2-point baskets, and she got 2 of those in the last 20 seconds of the first half of play. So up until then, Hesse only had 2 points, and all the other points were scored by the Rabel sisters. Until that point, it was just a flat-out law by the Lady Indians that allowed St. Mary's to get those two baskets at the end of the half and widen their gap. We actually had a chance to cut it to 20-15 there at one point, but some turnovers and 2 baskets by, again, Hesse bumped the lead back to 24-13. Not too far away from the start of the second half of play, I will remind you of what we have coming up this week. Fort Recovery will be playing at home against Versailles in ladies basketball on Thursday night. We'll have that game for you here on the radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com on Thursday night. Friday night, the Indians boys are at Versailles, trying to continue their hot season so far. They've been winning the close games this year, except for the Fort Loramie game. And Fort Loramie loss was at double figures, but really it was a much closer game than that. And, of course, the Indians had the great putback basket by Rex Leverett at the end of the game against Bradford on Saturday to win that one by 1 point. That was a heart thumper there for sure. And again, they had the nice win over Jay County the prior week, and they had a nice win over Parkway on Friday of last week as well. So, Fort Recovery boys at Versailles. That'll be on FortRecoveryRadio.com only on Friday. Then the boys will be back home against Ansonia and Coach Tony Overton. Of course, Tony, a former Fort Recovery coach. He'll bring his Ansonia Tigers, who've been having a pretty decent season, into Fort Recovery on Saturday night. And we'll have that game on both the radio station and FortRecoveryRadio.com on Saturday night. Once again, the halftime score here, 24-13. Fort Recovery again led in scoring by Kennedy Mollenkamp with 5. Carly Niekamp has 4. 2 apiece for Eva Kollig and Maddie Guggenbiller. St. Mary's led by Reese Rabel with 12. And 6 apiece for Morgan Hesse and Cora Rabel. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight is going to be Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms, they'd love to hire you. They have a lot of job opportunities. Go to their website, cooperfarms.com, and click on cooperfarms.com/join our team. That'll give you a listing of all the job opportunities available at the various Cooper Farms locations, including Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg. So to start the second half of play, it's going to be the St. Mary's Lady Rough Riders with the basketball. St. Mary's Memorial High School. Right side it goes to Ella Jacobs for St. Mary's, guarded by Carly Niekamp. And there's a foul called on Maddie Guggenbiller, apparently. That was a cheapo foul. But you don't argue with the officials, do you? Nope. Inbounds pass to St. Mary's. There's a layup up and in by Reagan Allemeyer. Reagan Allemeyer makes it 26-13 now, as St. Mary's has doubled the score on our Lady Indians. Carly Niekamp with the basketball, having trouble getting it across the timeline. And they're going to call 10 seconds on Fort Recovery. That's kind of a quick 10 seconds, but we had not gotten it across yet, and I don't think we were going to get it across in 10. With the basketball, Cora Rabel, another turnover for the Lady Indians. Rabel goes down the left, passes off, and there's a foul. Gets on Carly, I think. No. There's a foul. Called on. Maddie Guggenbiller gets called for the foul. So Maddie Guggenbiller with the foul there. St. Mary's puts the ball back in play, but stolen by Fort Recovery's Carly Niekamp. Way to go, Carly. Over it goes to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Across the timeline, lost the dribble. And out of bounds it goes, and St. Mary's has it back again. Turnover, Fort Recovery again. Coach of St. Mary's is John Burke, coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, Holly Gann. Back outside, back inside. Over on the left wing, 3-point shots, no good. Rebound comes to Maddie Guggenbiller as the sharpshooter, Reese Rabel, finally missed one there. She's missed another one or two. Kennedy Mollenkamp driving down the middle as the ball tapped away from her. She's dribbling. St. Mary's, another possession. Another Fort Recovery turnover. Left side to Cora Rabel. She will pass down low. Now back on the left. There is Reese Rabel up and no good. Rebound comes to Maddie Guggenbiller. Wow, she's missed two in a row. Guggenbiller across the timeline. She will stop, pass to Kennedy Mollenkamp on the left. Dribbles the basketball. Back out to Maddie Guggenbiller. Right side, there's a shot by Callie Wendell. Missed it off the back of the rim. Rebound comes to Maddie Guggenbiller, and there's a foul called on somebody. On St. Mary's. Reagan Allemeyer gets called for the foul, her second for St. Mary's. So Maddie Guggenbiller will toss it in here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Fort Recovery trailing 26-13. Drive to the left. Back outside it goes to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Now Maddie Guggenbiller on the right. Back over on the left to Callie Wendell. Wendell passing to Mollenkamp. Right side to Maddie Guggenbiller. Out to Mollenkamp between the circles. Left to Callie Wendell. Callie, shoot the ball. She had the open shot, didn't take it. She just doesn't have the confidence right now. There's Maddie Guggenbiller on a three. A little short, no good. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Fort Recovery. It'll be St. Mary's basketball. I got no qualms about Maddie taking that shot. She was wide open from three. She's hit a lot of those this year. Just didn't go down that time. St. Mary's with the basketball. Cross-court pass to Reese Rabel, to Cora Rabel, and tipped by Fort Recovery Sage Luthold. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp, and she is fouled in the act of shooting as she drove to the hoop. I think they're going to call that on Reese Rabel. Yep, Reese Rabel gets called for the foul. That's number one on Reese, so she is in no problem. Really, nobody's in any problem so far. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp at the line again, and she got that one. So she is two out of three from the free throw line tonight. She'll have one more. She leads the Lady Indians with 6 points in scoring. This one is up, and it is no good. Rolls off the rim that time. Rebound comes down to Morgan Hess. Right side it goes. Stolen by Carly Niekamp. She stole it right out of the hands of Reagan Allemeyer. Here comes Kennedy Mollenkamp, double-teamed. Manages to bat the pass over to Carly Niekamp. Back to Mollenkamp. Left side it goes to Eva Kollig. Sage Luthold. Luthold has the ball knocked away. Another Fort Recovery turnover. Third quarter scoreboard being brought to you by Cooper Farms and Fort Recovery. They're also in St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossbury here in the area. Cooper Farms. 26-14 score. Lady Indians doing a pretty decent job on defense, to be quite honest, but just committing too many turnovers in the game. I don't know why St. Mary's is just holding the ball here. That doesn't make any sense at all. Left side it goes to Reagan Allemeyer back on the right. Now the pass goes down to Morgan Hesse, and she banks one in. She is their actually second leading scorer now. She has 8 points on the night. 28-14, lead is doubled again. Here's a pass to Eva Kollig, misses the shot. Rebound Carly Niekamp. Up and in by Carly. Carly only a sophomore. Down it goes to Reese Rabel, and she scores. She beat the defense down the floor and gets her first two of the night to give her 14 points on the evening. She has four threes and a two. Cooper Farms scoreboard now reads 30-16. Lady Indians down by 14. Callie Wendell wide open. Can't get it to go. Good shot by Callie, though. Back outside to Callie again. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp on the left. She'll be fouled on the act of shooting by Ella Jacobs. So Kennedy will go to the free throw line. Two out of four so far tonight. We're in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Again, the Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn, to sell your corn to Cooper Farms. Call 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161. Free throw is up by Kennedy Mullenkamp and good. She will have one more. St. Mary's, a very nice town. They have an Arts Place location here in St. Mary's, associated with the Arts Place in Portland. Missed that one off the back of the rim. Rebound comes to St. Mary's. Getting the rebound was Ashley Nuss. And here's St. Mary's bringing it up. Reagan Allemeyer with it. Works her way to the right side, over on the wing. Comes back out top, stops. Tries to pass off. Ooh, Carly Niekamp got popped in the face. Outside it goes to Cora Rabel. Tries to pass inside. And there is Callie Wendell being tied up after she grabbed the ball. And it goes to Fort Recovery on the alternating possession. 2:34 left to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. From Memorial High School, St. Mary's, Ohio, the Rough Riders and the Indians. Eva Colling passing to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Another turnover for the Lady Indians. Down it goes. Cora Rabel up and in. She now has 8 points on the night. 32-17 score. Kennedy Mullenkamp with the ball. Lost it again. Tipped away again. Here comes Cora Rabel up the court. She'll pass on the left to Reagan Allemeyer. Looks for a teammate. St. Mary's just holding the ball here. 1:41 to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Fort Recovery's not coming out and causing any pressure, so St. Mary's just holding the ball. Now here's Cora Rabel going for the hoop. Puts it up no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Let's see who's going to be called on. Eva Kollig gets the foul. So going to the free throw line for St. Mary's is Cora Rabel. She is 1 for 2 tonight. Bounces the ball, lets it fly, and it is good. She and her sister are quite the pair. Again, Reese Rabel is only a sophomore, and sister Cora is a senior. R-A-B-L-E is how they spell their name. That one's also good. She now has 10 points in double figures. St. Mary's continues to press full court, leading 34-17. 1:23 left to go in the first quarter of play. Fort Recovery having trouble. Carly Niekamp gets it. Back over to Callie Wendell. Wendell comes down, goes to the hoop, stops. Looks for help. Double team down there. Passes off. With the ball is Carly Niekamp. Out to Callie Wendell. Maddie Guggenbiller on the left. Back out to Wendell. Right side to Eva Kollig. There's Callie Wendell on the left to Maddie Guggenbiller. Open from three and doesn't go down. Can't find the range tonight. Here comes St. Mary's. They threw it away. A little fast break going there, and they couldn't quite get coordinated. Here comes Sage Luthold back in for Fort Recovery. No, I'm correct myself. That is Kennedy Mullenkamp coming back in. And Maddie Guggenbiller will go out. So we have Carly Niekamp, Callie Wendell, Eva Kollig, Kennedy Mullenkamp, and also in the game now for Fort Recovery is Lily Sweeterman. And Fort Recovery just threw it away. Another turnover. Don't ask me how many. I don't want to know anyway. Too many. 34-17, Lady Indians down by 17 here in the third quarter. Clock's running down. St. Mary's is going to take the last shot, or try to. Turnaround shot's up and good. Morgan Hesse scores. 7 seconds left to see if the Indians can get it off here. Nope, they're not going to do it. Time expires without a shot, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg. We'll be back in just a moment.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Well, the score was St. Mary's 17-9 at the first quarter. It was 24-13 at the half. St. Mary's leading. And here at the end of the third, 36-17. So Fort Recovery has allowed 17, 7, and 12 points in the three quarters of St. Mary's. Not bad, really. But the Lady Indians just can't get any offense going. Only 17 points in the first three quarters of play. Once again, St. Mary's continuing to hold the ball here. Right side it goes on the wing. Now down low, up and in. Morgan Hesse scoring. Give the assist there to Lily Rammel. And Fort Recovery with the basketball. They threw it away again. Trying to hit Kennedy Mollenkamp in the middle, and the pass was just over her head. 38-17 in the fourth quarter. After this game, we're going to go to Bluffton, Indiana, to bring you the game between Blackford and Bluffton in boys basketball tonight. Ed Thurman will be over there. Ed is the guy who called the Bradford game for you Fort Recovery fans last Saturday night. Did a great job. Blackford at Bluffton coming up after this game's over. Shots fired up, no good. Tipped out of bounds by Eva Kollig on the missed shot by Cadence Hirschfeld. Here comes the inbounds pass. Goes into Morgan Hesse. She missed it. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp on the left. Eva Kollig. Kollig dribbling. Bounce pass to Sage Luthol, who's back in the game. Left side to Eva Kollig. Back around the horn. Callie Wendell on the right. Back out between the circles. Kennedy Mollenkamp. Passing to Callie Wendell. Dribbles. 15-footer. Yes. There you go, Callie. Callie Wendell gets her first basket of the night. Makes it 38-19. Lady Indians down by 19. Cora Rabel with the basketball. And this is the kind of team that Fort Recovery has, that they get behind like this, is lights out, basically. They just don't have the offensive power to come back in a game like this. They need to stay fairly close. They can do that by not committing so many turnovers. Here's a shot up, three-point land, no good by Cora Rabel, and the rebound comes to Fort Recovery to Callie Wendell. Wendell up to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Dribbles to the right, drives inside, lays it up, can't get it to go down, got her own rebound, back up, and good. Kennedy Mollenkamp gets a rebound basket. That makes it 38-21. 4:58 left to go in this basketball game. Again, Eric Catterly is our fine studio producer at the radio station, WPGW. And Ava Shane is the producer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. St. Mary's turns it over. Fort Recovery with the ball. Right side it goes to Callie Wendell. Feeds to Sage Luthold. Turns, fires, misses. Rebound comes down to St. Mary's. Getting the board was Ashley Nuss. Nuss feeds back outside. Ooh, that was almost over and back. On the left, here's a drive. No good. Rebound comes to Sage Luthold on the missed shot by Cadence Hirschfeld. Hirschfeld missing that shot. We are at St. Mary's, Ohio tonight. The Memorial Rough Riders against the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Rough Riders leading right now, 38-21. Callie Wendell on the left stops, fires, and doesn't go. And there's a ball tipped out of bounds. They say it was tipped out by Eva Colling. So St. Mary's will have it. Eva comes out of the game. Maddie Guggenbiller goes back in. So the Lady Indians have Callie Wendell, Maddie Guggenbiller, Sage Luthold, Kennedy Mollenkamp, and Carly Niekamp in the contest. Outside with the ball, Ashley Nuss. Right side, there is Cora Rabel, three-point basket. Good. Down in, back out, and back in. Cora now with 13 points on the night. They have a beautiful scoreboard here. As the kids' pictures on it and everything. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp up and no good. Rebound comes down to Lily Rammel from St. Mary's. I don't know what those scoreboards cost, but it was a chunk of change, I can tell you that. Of course, they are also set up so they have advertisements on them that flash on and off. Electronic scoreboards is what they are. There's the ball loose, and Kennedy Mollenkamp gets tied up after she grabbed the ball, and it's going to go to Fort Recovery on alternating possession. St. Mary's brings some new kids in. Sierra Graber comes in for one. Also, Reese Rabel came back in. She had been sitting out. There's the ball loose out of the hands of Maddie Guggenbiller. They tried to feed her down low, and she just couldn't grab the ball. 2:34 left to go in the contest. Again, you're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, FortRecoveryRadio.com. Down inside to Cora Rabel, tipped out by Maddie Guggenbiller. St. Mary's will have the basketball under their own hoop. Right side it goes. There's a three-point basket by Reese Rabel. Missed it. Sister Cora got the rebound. Scoops it up. Missed it. Rebound Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp comes down. There's a shot by Callie Wendell on a three. Doesn't go. Rebound comes to St. Mary's. Cadence Hirschfeld ended up with the rebound. Right side it goes, down along the lane, back outside. There's Reese Rabel, drills another three. That is her fifth three of the night, giving her 17 points on the night. Five threes and a two-pointer. For recovery with the ball, it's 44-21 now on the scoreboard. St. Mary's leads 44-21. Callie Wendell back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Right side to Callie, will fire and will miss. Rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Fort Recovery, so St. Mary's will have the basketball back again. Eddie Guggenbiller goes out. Coming in is Ella West Gerdes for Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp goes out. Madison Heitkamp came in for Fort Recovery. Bounce pass for St. Mary's. 1:14 left to go in the game. They bring it down. St. Mary's leading 44-21. Pass on the right side. Knocked away by Eva Kollig. And Callie Wendell ended up with the basketball. Now she is fouled, but they didn't call it. Port Recovery still with the ball. There's Mollenkamp firing a two-point basket. No good. Rebound. St. Mary's comes down with the ball. Sierra Graber ended up coming down with the basketball. 35 seconds left. Port Recovery will probably have one more possession, and that's going to be it. Out front for St. Mary's over on the right. Now maybe St. Mary's is just going to run the clock out. You know, I kind of have a problem with this because, okay, you got all reserves in there for St. Mary's. They want to play. Let them play. Don't just stall the ball away. Now they finally did not get a shot off. 44-21. That's Radio Rob's theory. You put the reserves in. They sit on the bench the whole game. They want to play. And you tell them, okay, girls, run the clock out. Don't take any shots. I just don't get it. But that's the way it was, and that's the way it is a lot of times with a lot of coaches. And a lot of coaches will disagree with me, but that's just how I feel about it. Final score, 44-21. Lady Indians lose by 23 points. We'll be back in a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Smart Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Seat Lift Chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Smart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to consistently guard your castle? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance with even a better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's get your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. you'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And don't forget, hey, attend the game on Thursday. Fort Recovery will be hosting Versailles in girls basketball Thursday. We'll have that both on the radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Friday night's game at Versailles for the boys, that'll be only on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And, of course, Saturday night, the Indians hosting the Ansonia Tigers in boys basketball. We'll have that both on the radio and also on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And, of course, you all know by now, but the big Christmas gala is tomorrow night for FortRecoveryRadio.com. They raised $130,000 last year, and they're hoping to top that tomorrow night. So I will not be shocked. I think they've had an increase every year they've done that. You seem like you say, how can they raise any more money? But they do every year. So tune in for a lot of fun and amazing donations tomorrow night for Fort Recovery Radio's Christmas Gala. Okay, the quarter scores. Fort Recovery trailed 17-9 at the first quarter. At halftime, it was St. Mary's 24, Fort Recovery 13. After three, the Lady Rough Riders expanded their lead to 36-17. And then the final, it was Fort Recovery only getting 4 points in that last quarter, and they lost the game 44-21. Fort Recovery was led tonight by Kennedy Mullenkamp with nine. She had five the first half, four the second, ended up with 3 2-point baskets, and hit on three out of a total of six from the free throw line tonight for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Next in line was Carly Niekamp. Carly had 3 2-point baskets tonight, 4 points in the first half, two in the second, for a total of 6 points for Carly Niekamp. 2 points for Eva Kollig on a two-point basket in the first half. 2 points for Callie Wendell on a two-point basket in the second half. 2 points for Maddie Guggenbiller on a two-point basket in the first half. Maddie also 0-for-5 at the free throw line tonight, but with the difference in the scoring, that wasn't going to make that difference. The difference was the turnovers Lady Indians had tonight, just way too many. For St. Mary's, they were led by their sophomore Reese Rabel, who had, I think she had her about 12 of her team's first 14 points. She had 17 on the night, 12 the first half, and 5 in the second half. Ended up with 5 3-pointers and a 2-point basket for Reese Rabel, the sophomore. Her sister, Cora Rabel, had 13 points on the night. She had 6 points the first half, 7 in the second half. She ended up with 2 3-point baskets, 2 2-point baskets, and was 3 out of 4 at the free throw line for her 13 points. Morgan Hesse had 12 points on the night, 6 the first half and 6 in the second. She had a total of 6 2-point baskets for her 12 points, mostly in close around the basket. And Reagan Allemeyer had 2 points in the second half of play to wrap up the St. Mary's scoring. Again, Reese Rabel with 17, Cora Rabel 13, Morgan Hesse with 12 to lead the Lady Rough Riders. For Fort Recovery, once again, Kennedy Mullenkamp with 9 and Carly Niekamp with 6. Fort Recovery drops to 0-6 on the year, and St. Mary's, they improve to a record of now 6-2 on the campaign. That does wrap it up for us from St. Mary's Memorial High School. Stay tuned. We'll have boys basketball coming up next. The Blackford Bruins are at Bluffton in boys basketball tonight with Ed Thurman calling all the action from Bluffton. Have a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Thanks for listening in. Thanks to our great sponsors tonight. Thanks to our studio producers, Eric Catterly at the radio station and Ava Shane at FortRecoveryRadio.com.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's Special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Jay Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.